morning, everybody. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Sorry, I cut the music off a little abruptly there. Okay, on November 19th, 2020, and we were going to do the show on Monday. It got canceled, so we're doing it today on the 19th. We got Kathy Carroll here. Kathy's the president of the American Association of School Librarians, one of my personal favorite groups, because as you know, I believe that all school librarians and all special ed teachers go to heaven. So Kathy is the president, which means she gets a special throne up there when the time comes, okay? So Kathy's the AASL president. She's also the lead librarian over at Westwood High School, not in Los Angeles, but in Blythewood, South Carolina. And we've also got from Sauk Village, Illinois, down on the south, kind of south shore of Cook County and Chicago and along the Indiana border. From Sauk Village, Illinois, we have Danielle Baker, who's the district librarian there. Okay, it's this is Illinois. It's school district 168, which tells you nothing. Okay, but it's Sauk Village, Illinois. Okay, I have to talk to Illinois about this. And we're going to have a nice discussion about how school librarians are working to slow the COVID slide, which we know is happening. It just has to be by its very nature. So we're going to archive the show. Please go over, check it out over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. That's our Equity Consortium home website, home webpage, ace-ed.org. We welcome all pre-K-12 educators to join. Of course, it's for free. You'll see our magazine over there. It's called Equity and Access. It's an online journal. It's very good. And our current issue is up there right now, but we are literally going to get the brand new November-December issue up there today or tomorrow at the very latest, and you'll be able to check it out. And of course, we'll keep you posted on that. The current issue will go up into the archives of the magazine. So please, it's over at ace-ed.org, and you will really enjoy it. This is our Champions of Equity issue, and you'll see a lot of your education colleagues from across the country honored as champions of equity. It's really, really nice. So you'll be able to see it either later today or tomorrow, ace-ed.org. All right. We tweet over at EduTalk Radio and also at Equity. No, I'm sorry. Access to Equity. Access to Equity, ED, the number two. Access to Equity, ED. On LinkedIn, it's under Larry Jacobs. And on Facebook, it's either my name, Larry Jacobs, or at Education Talk Radio. We did that to mix you up. Let me bring on my guests here. Okay, check out ace-ed.org. Kathy, are you there?
I am right here.
Yeah, there you are. Blythewood.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to thank you again so much for having us. It's always a pleasure.
You're always welcome here, young lady. I promise you that much, okay? And I'm just glad I had this slot available to do the show, okay, when we got a little of a mix-up on Monday. So that was just great. And Danielle, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you perfectly.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, and good morning to each of you. Saying good morning to each of you, whatever the case may be. I love Illinois. CCSD.
Community Consolidated Schools District 168. So it's Community Consolidated Schools District 168. It's in Sauk Village, Illinois, which is about not even half a mile or a mile from Dyer, Indiana. And we're also about maybe 10 miles south of Chicago. So we're right here in the South Chicago border. So, yes. So, Sauk Village
is a very quaint. I did a pretty good job of describing it.
You did.
Yeah,
but I definitely wanted to.
And the Illinois school districts are enough to make you crazy between elementary, secondary, numbers. It's enough to drive you nuts, okay, in Illinois.
True.
I don't know why they do that. Actually, you can figure that out. You get a doctorate in education if you can figure out their school districts. Okay, then
that
it drove
correct.
Me nuts for years. I used to live there. I lived up in north on the North Shore in Rogers Park and Deerfield. And it always drove me nuts. It's just crazy. It still drives me nuts. So there you go. All right. So let's start with you, Danielle. Just tell us, besides where it is, tell us about your school district. before we go further?
Our school district is a very small school district. We're next door to Chicago Heights. I don't know if you know where Chicago Heights is.
It's right next door to Sauk Village, isn't it?
We feed right into it. Yes.
There you go. That was a joke, by the way.
Our school district, that is correct. Yeah. That school district feeds into the Chicago Heights School District, which is the high school district. And we have about 1,300 students. We have three school buildings, actually four. We have a pre-kindergarten building, a K-2 building, 3-5, and a 6-8, all about maybe 1,400 students each. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty good. And where are you the district librarian, so you cover all the schools?
I do. We do have library clerks, so we have three library clerks to cover each building, and then I am the teacher librarian, the certified librarian that covers the school district. That is correct.
There you go. Thank you for clearing that up. That's great. Is that I must ask, and that's a lot of kids. Are you able to do this? I mean, that's a lot to cover. You got four schools there.
You know what? It is. It's a challenge for right now because we're establishing it. This is my second school year. So what we're doing is we're putting the different procedures in place, just like with our technology. We're doing those different things. So it's just it's not bad. I mean, I was in high school for the last 5 years in California, and I had 2,800 students in Fresno, California. So
there you go.
Not bad at all.
Right, you must be from there, but I'm just going to give you the happy-go-lucky news. Welcome to winter in Sauk Village, Illinois.
I'm from Chicago.
Yeah. One time I was walking in the loop, and I swear to God, the wind chill was like minus 30, and I'm walking to work, and I'm past a guy who was literally wearing a light trench coat. Okay? And he says to me, he stops me. This is true. It's about 8:30 in the morning. And he says to me like this, can you tell me how to get to the Hancock building? He's shivering. And I said to him, I said, it doesn't matter how you get to the Hancock building because you're not going to make it there alive. Okay? So I pointed him to the Eddie Bauer store, okay, where he could buy a winter coat. It turns out he was from California, and he probably, when he packed his clothes, said, I'll take my trench coat. How cold could it be in California? And it was in Chicago, and it was minus 30. So there you go. That's my story. So good luck with the winter, okay?
Yes, the winter was not bad last year when I just moved back. So it was not bad, and hopefully we don't have a bad winter this year.
Oh, you will. Not to worry about it. It's Chicago. You will. Okay. Sorry about that. You will. Okay.
I hear East Coast an accent. Is that East Coast?
Where?
Your accent.
My accent is Philadelphia, but I live, ready for this? I live in Maine.
Okay.
So we moved from Chicago to New England from cold to colder. Okay, so don't take my advice with the weather, okay? Don't take my advice on moving, okay? It's not good advice.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here, Danielle. Kathy, how's the weather in South Carolina?
I was just going to say, I've been quiet the entire time.
Yeah.
I have nothing to add to that conversation. We're fine. I have on a cardigan, and I'm fine. So I was just listening with great interest.
Yeah, it does get cold. I got to tell you, I woke up this morning here in Maine, and outside the outdoor thermometer we had said it was at 5 degrees. I'm not sure that's accurate, but that's what it said. It's November 19th, everybody. It's warmer now, but it was around 5 then. Okay, Kathy, let's get started, and we'll bring Danielle and all this. So, good Lord, excuse me. Okay, school librarians slowing the COVID slide. Now, I know that school librarians are a great resource for everybody right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
There is this COVID slide out there. Are you hearing or seeing that it's as bad as we think it is? Kathy, Madam President.
All right. Well, thank you for that question. Unfortunately, I think we are seeing the impact of the abrupt shift in education, and it's hard for me to believe that it's been approximately 9 months ago that we first abruptly shifted, or the word of the year pivoted, and became primarily online. And we are seeing the results because we're all familiar with and have come to terms with the summer slide. And that impact kind of differs depending on systems that are in place to stay in touch with students. But this has exponentially increased that slide, and a lot of data shows that probably only maybe 70% of a typical year's English and reading gains have been maintained. And so, therefore, we're seeing a substantial slide. And that's why it's wonderful that school librarians are there, because the fundamentals of just education is literacy. All roads lead back to literacy.
That's right.
And so, therefore, we're just really having to implement new and unique initiatives in order to address the needs of our learners. And I know they always say that necessity is the mother of invention. Well, I think we can change necessity and say a pandemic is the necessity of invention. And so
it brings about its own necessities, I got to tell you. And actually, I hate to say
it, because really
there's nothing good about a pandemic. But actually, if we see it as a – it's going to – we have to embrace the opportunities for change that it's forcing. Okay, I think that's what's happened. That's where we have to go. I'm not saying anything that everybody else hasn't figured out. Okay, pandemic, bad, but opportunity, good. Okay, so if we, go ahead.
And so that's really what I think we're seeing in education. I think sometimes we tend to have a lot of data, we have a lot of meetings, we think things through, and we figure out what we think is best for our learners. But this has forced us to make radical changes that perhaps would have taken much longer, and especially with school librarians. Well, we're already have been implementing, but now we're getting more opportunities to showcase our technology, our integration, our collaboration, our co-teaching, all of the skills that we possess, and all of the work that we've been doing has now been brought to the forefront even more. And so, therefore, we've always been ready for this opportunity. I hate that it came in the form of a pandemic, but we were poised and we were ready. And so that's what we're actually doing now to help stem this tide.
And that was Kathy, right? Was that Kathy?
That was me. That was Kathy.
So I thought it was you, but your accent kind of got me going there for a second. Danielle, okay, you're the district librarian again in magnificent Sauk Village, Illinois, okay, and right next to Chicago Heights, if I may. All right. And all right, what are you seeing with this? You've been there. This is your second year. And actually, it's a nice little position to be in. It's an easy juxtaposition there. What do you see about the COVID slide? Are you feeling it in your district?
We are seeing. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We are seeing it, and we're also looking at other factors with this slide too, because you also have to contribute whether or not if truancy, you know, this is something new for online for a lot of students. And so whether or not they're able to adequately be able to get on, that's also a problem that you may have to, you know, we were able to capture in the first of the spring. So we were able to look over those different things for the summer, having our summer school being as well as remote too, so that we can prep ourselves for the fall and have all those initiatives and all of those different programs in place for our students. So those are one of the different things that we were able to tackle and also to be able to look at when COVID hit in April, March,
yeah,
April.
And by the way, I have to say something. You were right, Danielle, because, you know, there was a big challenge with access to learning. The kids all went home. Do they have access at home? I hope that's being cleared up. That's one of the reasons we name our magazine over there at ace-ed.org, Equity and Access, because you can't have equity unless you have access to learning. It's that simple. We're not talking about ramps, although they're important. We're talking about access to learning for everybody and access, if I may, to quality and rigorous learning for everybody. And that's really, really important. And Kathy, you said something that I know because I worked with AASL for years, you know, that all the things that a librarian does all of a sudden came full circle in fruition, so to speak, when the pandemic hit. I know that. All right. But I'm curious, and I'm going to ask Danielle, I'm going to start with Kathy. Danielle, you're going to answer the same question. Are the teachers tapped? Do they, and of course, this is not meant to be derogatory to any teacher, but are they finally tapping in to everything the librarians can do, i.e. being the media mavens, the technology people, that sort of thing? Are they finally, and all the resources you guys have, are they tapping in to make sure that kids stay engaged? Are they using the school librarian? Kathy, you're in a little more of a catbird seat because you're president of AASL, so you get more information feeding in beyond Blythewood. Okay, but just what's that? I'm going to yell the same thing about Sauk Village. So, Kathy, first.
Absolutely. Although it's unfortunate, the reason behind this, but yes, we're definitely partnering with our teachers, with our families, stakeholders, administrators, and it's just been an empowering position because we have been in talks with curriculum development, and also we've had to address the situation where we find it because it's really difficult. We talk about the COVID slide. It's not hitting everyone the same because, as you said previously, it's about access. It's about funding. It's about parental assistance. It's about – there's so many variables. But with the librarians, we're able now to finally showcase what we do. And so I know that personally, and I've heard anecdotes and I've seen data from across the country that we are now co-teaching, that we are providing synchronous and asynchronous instruction and tutorials, that we're being really creative in how we reach out to the students and how we promote literacy and research and all of our other assets. And also teachers are now coming to us, how can I co-teach with you? How can I collaborate with you to push out this information? Because it is so unique right now for most of us that they know their standards, but they're questioning, how can I best do this? And how can I enhance what I'm doing? Because it is, as Danielle said, it's a problem about truancy and engagement and making things seem, I don't know, that it seems relevant. And so that's where we come in order to try and have the engagement that's needed to keep a lot of the children engaged and involved.
You guys know how to do it, Danielle. Talk about all that. How's it going in this Sauk Village, okay? Are the teachers and everybody tapping into your expertise? Without pulling teeth. You're not begging, tap into me.
They're finally realizing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have a different different view of Sauk Village after speaking with me, because they have been wonderful. Actually, our staff have
been really wonderful.
Besides the fact that we also have a wonderful active superintendent that, you know, makes sure that everyone is involved and all the teachers are engaged, and she's bringing all of these different programs, and she's provided this even before the COVID hit. So this is even before that. So the teachers are learning. Yes, we do have our seasoned teachers that did not know exactly how to use Google Classroom because in their defense, we were a Microsoft school. So, you know, we had our Microsoft our programs from Microsoft opposed to our G Suite, which was the Google Classroom. So that was the only thing that we probably had just a little bit of a challenge, but we were able to overcome that over the summertime with different programs for teachers to be able to learn our Google Classroom, because we were transitioning, let's just say, from an iPhone to an Android, because we were on Microsoft products, and now we're going over to Google. So let's look at it that way. But I'm going to tell you that our teachers at our school district of Sauk Village, our CCSD 168, they have been really, really wonderful. No, they have been able to, for those that were scared to even ask, they came to whom? The librarian, Mrs. Baker. Mm-hmm. Would you mind giving us some kind of tutorial for it? They're using, you're correct, they are using the librarian because we do have those resources, we do have those skills, and we're, in the springtime, everyone was flustered with all of these emails from trials and products that people are just giving to it, and you don't have time, but the librarians were able to sift and provide and say, hey, this is a good resource
you nailed it
for
right there.
you.
So I want you to
nailed
to
it right there.
That my Sauk Village teachers over there, CCS 168. Now you're getting me flustered with the name. It's Community Consolidated Schools District
right.
168. They were actually very wonderful in being able to transition.
I'm sure they are. The only thing, and I correct me if I'm wrong here. Remember, I said I lived on the north side of Chicago. And then into Deerfield, then into McHenry, as a matter of fact. Okay, and you're on the south side, and the only thing
on
that
the
I
south
have,
side.
I Sauk Village, I'm sure, is wonderful, but the problem is they're probably all White Sox fans, and I was a Cubs fan. Right. So that's
well,
the
you
problem.
Know what? Here's what we're going to say. Here's what we're going to say. Then that means that you really didn't live in Chicago because most.
Ah!
People that live on the south side, it doesn't matter what ethnicity you are. If you lived on 22nd Street and coming south, you were a White Sox fan. Here's the reason why. Because the White Sox was in the middle of where everyone actually lived, and they provided tickets for students who lived in the area to go to the White Sox park. So that's how you were able to get your fans. So I'm going to tell
enough.
You that one.
Good enough.
Well,
yeah,
I
they say,
jump
say,
in really
they say the country. They say the country is
really
polarized. Chicago's been polarized for 100 years, you know. So the country
have,
is just
have.
Catching up to Chicago. Okay, so
Madam,
we love Sauk Village.
Madam
we
President,
love,
did you put me on this call for him to eat me up for Chicago?
Yeah.
I
love
Sauk
Village. Okay.
Okay.
S-A-U-K,
like
everybody.
Sauk Village.
Sauk Village. White Sox fans extraordinaire. Okay, we'll move on for that. We all love the Bears.
Oh,
let's go there.
God.
We all love the Bears and
thank
the Bulls.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's okay.
There
it's okay.
Say, there you go. Okay.
I want to ask you this.
I'm going to start with Danielle.
Okay.
Danielle, okay. Give us an example, a real example of how the librarians – in your district, and you, the head librarian, are working with the teachers, okay? A really concrete example of something, and it may have been something that even surprised you, that, oh, my God, this is a great idea. What can we do this? Are they tapping into you just to know all the resources? Are they asking you to help teach a class in social studies or your colleagues at the other libraries? Give us a concrete example of how they're tapping into the school librarians.
You know what, actually,
Go ahead.
I'm going to give an example that I have been working with one of my eighth grade teachers, and what we were trying to do was to be able to address a DEI, diversity and equity and inclusion for students.
Yeah.
And, right. So, and I was able to retrieve this and get this from another librarian at an independent school on the East Coast, and it's called Erase. And it's in racism and stereotypes everywhere. Mm. So I will be working with her and us just having the students go out just to the local neighborhood just to find just certain things. It's just basically an opportunity for our learners, which are eighth graders, just to adjust their awareness of their learning community and providing
mm-hmm.
opportunities for them to be able to interact with others because right
mm-hmm.
now in the COVID, everybody's stuck in. So we want them to be able to go to the different restaurants and even in Sauk Village where we do have different ethnicities in Sauk Village, go to those different restaurants, ask them, you know, ask them certain questions, you know, build this kind of rapport so that they can see that everybody's not look at them in the race, you know, don't look at
nice
it as
idea.
A race or the stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a great thing. And I have to really, actually, it was a librarian down in Texas that gave us this idea because I was just on the Black Librarians Independent School showing up in the hole. And they gave us this idea, or she actually said that this is what they've done in Texas. And it's such a wonderful idea, but being able to just find out different projects for the students to be able to,
brilliant
you know,
idea.
Interact, it's really actually really great on it. I'll even send you the slide if you need to see the slide.
Oh,
but it's actually great.
That's just a wonderful story. And, you know, I'll tell you, we have our magazine and our website. I'm going to invite you right now if you would like to write that up. we would be happy to publish that.
Actually, I'm going to have Jean, who is the school librarian down in Texas, and I don't want to, you know, plagiarize her information, but she did give me the information and shared it with us, and I would definitely send it and share it with you.
Please do, and she'd be, you know, we can talk to her as well. That's wonderful.
Definitely,
stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah, we would
I definitely
full credit,
would send
obviously.
That to you.
Thank you very much.
I definitely send you that slide and deck because they've been doing really great in those independent schools as well during this COVID. So we even talked about that actually in November for our Black Librarian, Black Caucus, ALA, BCALA. I'm not exactly sure if you are aware of BCALA, but it's the Black Caucus American Library Association. And so having a webinar on showing up whole the Black librarians in independent schools. So we'll be having another one in December, and I definitely will send you that invite as well.
I would love that. I never heard of that particular caucus, but it makes so much sense. Okay, and I just love it. And that idea is just talk about a simple yet a beautiful idea. That's exactly what equity and diversity and inclusion is all about. Okay, and I love that. I love that. All right, well, now I have to go over to Kathy and ask her the same question. But it's like, can you top this, Kathy?
Because we're collaborating, I don't have to.
Yeah, go ahead.
But one thing I would like to add just as an aside before I answer that is that whereas obviously Danielle is doing a wonderful job and has support and I'm working with our teachers and stakeholders daily and I have wonderful support in my district, when you look nationally, I'm just a little concerned with some segments of our country because some of our colleagues are not getting equal support. And so, therefore, we're worried about the slide, but I think our students will be all right because we're there to assist and to support them. But we have other areas and other students where the inequities are just looming. And so, therefore, I think it's going to be more detrimental to those students. And so, therefore, it just once again highlights the important role of the school librarian because some are either cutting positions or they're relegating them into a classroom or some other position. And so we're just hearing these stories nationally. And I'm concerned because if at no other time right now is when school librarians are really needed. But as
I agree.
My personal
Couldn't agree more.
Note, I'm having a great time because AASL recently partnered with StoryCorps, which I just am thrilled. It is a wonderful organization. And I'm not sure. Are you familiar with that, with StoryCorps?
I've heard of it, but why didn't you tell everybody about it? Because I'm just one listener. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's just, we call it almost Story Cry because it is just so poignant. It's where you interview another person, and then typically, and you record it, and usually you're face-to-face, and then you ask them questions, and it can be about any topic, and then it's recorded, and they give you a template and the guidelines, and then it's actually stored in the Library of Congress as a primary document.
Wow.
And it's just so poignant, it is heartfelt, it is informative, and it's just from every imaginable aspect of society. So it doesn't just have to be student or grandparent or whomever, it can be whichever partnering people want, and then it's turned in to that organization, and then it is stored as a primary document. But because of the pandemic, StoryCorps was just so generous that they quickly found a platform where we could do this digitally, and it's called StoryCorps Connect. And so they have the resources, they have lesson plans, they have all of this, and their focus as well is oftentimes it's EDI in that they want to make sure that those stories are told as well. But with one of our teachers in our school, they just finished a nonfiction unit, and I recommended to her, I said, you know what your students need to do living during this time? I said, we need to record and we need to store their feelings during this time, talking either to each other, to family members, whomever, so that we can document this and then store it with the Library of Congress. And so I'm working with the teachers now. We're doing a template. We're finding who we're going to work with. We're doing this remotely. And it's just been such a fulfilling experience for myself, for the kids, because most of them are reaching out to family they haven't seen in months. and just asking, how has this impacted you? What have you learned? And just asking questions that we've kind of, we compiled the questions and generated them together. And they're asking, and we're having a viewing, and we're just kind of having presentations with each other, and then we're going to submit them. And it's just been really a rich experience. And now we just have to tell them, this has been, we always talk about an authentic audience. Well, there's no more authentic audience than this. And we're telling them, you're now going
to
have something that you created housed here. And it's just really been a good experience. And I just can't help but feel sad for students who don't have school librarians who are there to help implement these kinds of activities.
Exactly.
And to help them grow this slide.
And to know that these resources exist and bring them to teachers, et cetera, et cetera. And the important thing about what you said, and this is key, these kids, whether they know it or not, okay, are living through history.
They're living through history.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, when they're in their history class and they talk about, I just was watching the TV show Good Lord Bird, so they talk about John Brown's raid, or they talk about the Red Scare, or they talk about the Spanish-American War. They say that in passing, but there were people then, okay? And if we can get kids to understand that 60 years, 100 years from now, they're the people, the kids right today are the people those students are going to be learning about. And it's not just a passing fad, okay? These are real people involved. And I think that's a wonderful thing you're doing. I really do. And that's the kind of thing that every school should be doing. And a shame on the school districts who are cutting their librarians right now. I mean, they've been doing this for years, so you know, you and I know that. Okay, they've been doing this for years, and in the end, it's going to hurt. It already is hurting because the school librarians are such incredible resources, which is the whole point of this. Okay, and if every teacher isn't tapping into their librarian now, good Lord, what more do you need? Okay, to understand that you're going to go. Go ahead, please.
So I think that at this point, whereas we've been talking about this slide, I think some of us are going to come out of this with a renewed energy and focus, whereas others, the chasm is just going to widen. And so therefore, I think it's just incumbent upon all of us to just support the school librarians and just education, because there's always been an inequity, and it's just going to get bigger. And so that's something I'm a little concerned about, but I'm just so grateful for where I am, for opportunities, for our association to help supplement and just, I don't know, to just assist our colleagues.
Absolutely.
So I think
absolutely. And I'll ask you, and Danielle, I don't know, I'll throw this both of you. I did a show yesterday with good friends of mine. It's a company called Is It, I-Z-Z-I-T. Are either of you familiar with them? Okay.
I-Z-Z-I-T.
Okay. And these are just friends of mine. But they've been in the school's education world a long time. And what they do, they have these great, high-quality resources all available for streaming, all in history and civics and financial literacy. Mm-hmm. You go right down the whole list. Free. Free.
I'm looking at it. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this is great. Anybody can sign up, any teacher, any librarian. I guess I'm doing a plug, but these are friends of mine. Okay, but it's a great resource. All right, and it's been around for quite a while. We like to call it the best-kept secret. I have nothing to do with it besides they're friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, okay, these are the kind of resources that school librarians tend to know about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're there. And people say an under-resourced school, well, my God, if it's free, okay, they're not under-resourced. They've got to tap into everything, and the best place to tap into everything is through your school librarian for educational resources. You guys are the media hub.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the world is these days. It's media. That's my rant for today. Was that good, Danielle?
That was very good. And I, you know what? I actually just your IZZIT.org, I just put it as a favorite, because it's really, this is a great resource, and this is how we find out. This is how we find out, but we also go through it, look at it, and see whether or not this will also help our teachers. And it definitely, just looking at some of these educational videos on here, this is really great. Thank you very much for even. And this is how we find out, and then we look at it, and then we pass it on to our teachers.
Exactly.
I was also. Right, I was just on the DCMP. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, down in Alabama. I know them well. They've
advertised
in their magazine. We work with them. They're nice people.
Yeah, that's a great one also, you know, that I sent out to our teachers. You know, even the it's for the hearing impaired. However,
right.
It has such – it's a great resource for everyone because, you know, you're able
to
wonderful.
See
it. You're able
– they're such nice
it's
people.
It's really great.
They're such
yeah.
nice people, okay? Hey, you know, saying
mm-hmm.
all this, please, I invite both of you, please go over to our website, our equity website, ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. You'll really enjoy our magazine and the resources it offers, okay?
Hmm,
you really
I
will.
Did
there's
go
a,
on that,
there,
too, right before this.
There's a self-serving plug if there ever was
right
one, but we'd love you to join our consortium, okay, because we are
oh.
so concerned about equity. We're trying to become the epicenter mm-hmm. of it. Okay, so please go over and join in and tell your friends and colleagues. Okay, it's that important. In fact, AASL usually has a column in the magazine. Okay,
oh my
so
goodness.
We work with you guys.
We will
you know, Kathy's written in there. Kathy's written in there. Okay, so
well,
there
you
go,
very
gang.
Much. Thank you for this honor. I appreciate it.
Oh,
oh
my
are you
God.
Kidding?
You
know,
this
are you
has
kidding?
Been wonderful and it's. And we just so appreciate your support for the profession.
Well, it's always
just,
there. And as I said at the beginning of the show, you're both going to heaven. I don't know if you know that.
Thank you.
School library.
Thank you.
School
for
librarians
that.
And special ed teachers go to heaven. Okay, that's guaranteed.
Thank you. I receive that.
And by the way. By the way, Kathy, you know about the AASL private jet, AASL-1. Has Sylvia, your executive director, shared that with you yet? I don't know if she's making you fly commercial.
She did.
Oh, good.
She was
good,
reluctant, but she finally did, yes.
There's
Thank
no
you.
Need when the AASL corporate jet is available to you. AASL-1, it's called. Just ask Sylvia and tell her I said to ask. Okay? The Maine to grow up for Maine.
I will definitely mention that to her again.
Okay, yes, please do. Don't. No sense flying commercial when it's so much safer on your own private jet. Okay, hey, this is ladies, this is great. I'll leave it this. Go White Sox. What can I say? Go White Sox. There you go.
Well, we're in the season of the Bears now, right?
That's right. And, boy, they look
we're
terrible
the
on Monday.
The
there we go. Monday, they lost. Can you believe it? Nick Foles is injured again. I can't believe it. Right? But they look
yeah.
good in the orange uniforms. That I will give them. They look good in the bright orange uniforms. I'll give them that.
Hey, this is Chicago. We have great uniforms all over.
I know. I've lived there a long time. My kids are born there. All right? So at any rate, it's all great stuff. Kathy, Danielle, thanks a million. Please, both of you, have a great holiday and stay safe. That's the key.
Oh, thank
okay?
you very much.
The same to you.
Thank
all
you
right.
both.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, my
okay.
pleasure as well.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, ladies. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Danielle Baker is the district librarian, in case you didn't hear it, at CCSD 168. That's the school district at Sauk Village, Illinois, the elementary and middle school district. And Kathy Carroll is the president of AASL and the lead librarian at Westwood High School in magnificent Blythewood, South Carolina. Okay, we'll archive over at ace-ed.org and do what I told the ladies to do. Go over there, join our consortium, okay? It's all for equity. It's all for diversity. It's all for inclusion. You'll see. We want your voice there. It's free to educators. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.